October is ADHD Awareness Month, and if you're like many parents, you've probably heard about the disorder, but don't know too much about it or how it could affect your kids.
Well, joining us to talk about it, former public school teacher Ann Dolan. She, of course, is with Education Tutoring, and she is the past coordinator of the group CHAD, which is the Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Disorder. Ann, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
What exactly is ADHD, and how is it different from ADD?
Well, it stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, and there are actually three types. The first is the hyperactive impulsive type, and these kids have symptoms of hyperactivity. They feel the need to move constantly, and they also struggle with impulse control. But then we also have the inattentive type, and these kids look very different. These are the ones that have difficulty paying attention. They're easily distracted, and they can often fly under the radar because they're not at all disruptive in class, and sometimes they almost seem daydreamy, and we often see this in girls more than boys. And then finally is the combined type, and that's when kids have symptoms of both the hyperactive impulsive type and the inattentive type.
And what symptoms should parents watch out for?
Well, they need to look for the length of these symptoms. You know, if they see that this is a chronic problem, if it's existed over time, to make the diagnosis, the symptoms have to have existed for at least 6 months, and that's the key, and not just in one area. So it's not just like the child is having difficulty in school, but also at home or, you know, in Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts. The symptoms need to be present in multiple areas of the child's life.
Well, tell us a little more about the diagnosis and the treatments that might be available.
Well, there's many types of treatments. Certainly, medication is one that people have heard of often. But also, there's behavioral therapy and parent skills training. And the research tells us that really the best outcomes are achieved when medication is coupled with behavioral therapy.
And what are some of the other side effects from ADD? I mean, I once heard that hyper-focusing, oddly, is also indicative of having it.
It can be. And a lot of parents will say, oh, my child doesn't have a problem with attention. He can play Xbox for 3 hours and never get distracted. But really, the true test of attention is your ability to regulate it, to actually make yourself do something that might not seem that interesting, like your math homework. And so many kids are able, even though they may not want to do it, they're able to focus well enough to get through the assignment. But for other kids, their impulsiveness or their daydreaminess make it really hard for them to concentrate and get through the work, even when they want to.
Any easy things parents can do at home to help?
Well, certainly setting up structure and routine. You know, often we see, despite either type of ADHD, that kids have difficulty with organization and time management. So if you can put organizational structure in place, that's super beneficial. For example, making sure your child has all of their school items packed up the night before so they're ready to go in the morning. And checking the homework portal with your child periodically is really important. Often kids don't know when they're missing assignments or they're unaware of an upcoming test. So being involved and making sure they're on top of things is really key for kids with ADHD.
Ann, thanks so much for being with us.